What happens when a man decides he's tired of being a victim? David Goggins weighed nearly 300 pounds, spraying cockroaches in the dead of night, wearing a respirator mask that couldn't filter out the stench of his wasted potential. One shift, knee-deep in filth, something snapped. He looked at the roaches scurrying in the dark and saw himself surviving but not living. That moment of brutal clarity launched one of the most extreme transformations in modern history. Goggins would go on to become a Navy SEAL, Army Ranger, and world record-holding ultra athlete. But this isn't a story about becoming superhuman. It's about discovering the superhuman potential hiding in all of us, buried beneath layers of excuses, fear, and self-imposed limitations. Most of us, Goggins argues, operate at roughly 40% of our true capacity. We've built comfortable prisons and convinced ourselves they're homes. His journey from broken child to elite warrior reveals the uncomfortable truth. Growth doesn't happen in comfort zones. It happens when we deliberately seek out the things that scare us most. The transformation begins with a single decision to stop accepting the life we've settled for and start demanding the life we're capable of creating. Behind Williamsville's pristine lawns, young David lived two lives. By day, he smiled in the car. By night, he worked until 2 a.m. at his father's roller disco, cleaning bathrooms and dodging Trunis Goggins's fists. The physical beatings were brutal, but the psychological warfare cut deeper. "You're stupid. You're worthless. You'll never amount to anything." These words burrowed into his psyche like parasites. Their escape came suddenly, his mother orchestrating a desperate flight to Indiana. Every bus stop brought terror that Trunis would intercept them. Freedom didn't erase the damage. At Annunciation Catholic School, David's educational deficits became painfully apparent. Sister Catherine stayed after school for hours, patiently rebuilding what trauma had destroyed. "You're not stupid," she insisted when frustration brought him to tears. "Your brain just hasn't had the chance yet." Those sessions became boot camp for his mind, early training in perseverance that would later save his life. The childhood abuse, the racism, the poverty, all of it built calluses on his mind that proved invaluable when facing Hell Week years later.
Standing in his bathroom, David confronted his failures. The Air Force rejected him after he bombed the ASV BAP test. He'd been cut from the basketball team. He was overweight, directionless, spraying for roaches while his dreams rotted. He grabbed post-it notes and wrote the truth. "You're fat. You're lazy. You're wasting your life." He plastered them around his mirror, creating the accountability mirror, a daily confrontation with reality most people avoid. But beside each criticism, he wrote specific actions. Not lose weight, but lose 5 pounds this week. Not get smarter, but study for 2 hours tonight. Each morning became a reckoning. As he accomplished goals, he'd remove notes and replace them with harder ones. The accountability mirror taught him that self-improvement isn't about motivation. It's about brutal honesty followed by relentless action. We can't fix what we refuse to see. Most people see what they want to see. Goggins saw what was actually there. Navy SEAL training exists to break people. Hell Week, 5.5 days of continuous training with a maximum of 4 hours of sleep, has a 75% attrition rate. Instructors expected the overweight former exterminator to quit. Instead, Goggins smiled through hypothermia and asked for more. He called this taking souls, performing so far beyond expectations that you shatter the confidence of those trying to break you. As Adagio for Strings played over loudspeakers to evoke despair, Goggins laughed. He'd been preparing for this his entire life. While superior athletes dropped out, Goggins persisted through 3 Hell Weeks. Injuries forced him to restart twice. He discovered that physical pain is temporary, but the strength gained from pushing through it is permanent. The key wasn't a tougher body. It was a calloused mind that could acknowledge pain without being controlled by it. When your mind screams you're done, you're only 40% depleted. The remaining 60% hides behind mental barriers we build against discomfort.
Goggins discovered this attempting 100 miles at the San Diego one-day race, having never run beyond 20. By mile 70, his body was failing. Blisters covered his feet. He urinated blood. Medical staff begged him to stop. Instead, he created the cookie jar, a mental vault of past victories to access when the present feels impossible. He recalled Hell Week, childhood abuse survived, every conquered obstacle. He finished 101 miles in under 19 hours. What we perceive as our limit is merely the first barrier, one our comfort-seeking minds construct for protection. Pushing past it unlocks strength we never knew existed. The 40% rule transcends physical endurance. Whether mastering difficult skills, building businesses, or overcoming hardship, our impulse to quit arrives when we've barely scratched our capabilities' surface. In 2012, Goggins attempted to break the pull-up world record, over 4,000 in 24 hours, live on the Today Show. Around 2000, his hands tore apart, his forearm swelled, and he stopped at 2,588, failing publicly. Most would have hidden. Goggins conducted an after-action review. His grip created unnecessary friction, his recovery was flawed, his mental preparation hadn't accounted for public pressure. 9 months later, without cameras, he completed 4,030 pull-ups in 17 hours. The achievement was impressive, but the journey revealed something deeper. Failure isn't the opposite of success, it's a necessary component. Goggins actively seeks challenges where failure is possible, knowing each setback contains seeds of future success if properly analyzed. Setbacks became data points rather than verdicts, temporary obstacles rather than permanent limitations. Each failure became a stepping stone toward mastery rather than evidence of inadequacy. When chronic pain threatened his active lifestyle, Goggins realized his achievements were vehicles for forging mental toughness. This sparked the question guiding his life: what if? What if we're capable of 10 times more than we believe? His life proves what happens when someone refuses artificial limitations. The abused child became a decorated warrior. The academic failure became a sought-after speaker. The overweight exterminator became an elite athlete through deliberate, consistent effort. Goggins' story isn't a blueprint for becoming a SEAL. It's a mirror reflecting our untapped potential. His tools, the accountability mirror, cookie jar, 40% rule, are frameworks reminding us that our greatest opponent is the internal voice choosing comfort over growth. In a world designed for convenience, his philosophy offers radical truth. Growth comes from leaning into difficulty. Transformation happens at the ragged edges of capability, where fear and possibility collide. So what's your accountability mirror showing you? What truth are you avoiding? You don't need to run 100 miles. Just push 1% beyond yesterday. That's where transformation lives.